Next to Gaza, where a fragile ceasefire faces a crucial 24 hours. If all goes to plan, Israeli hostages will be released by Hamas and hundreds of Palestinian prisoners will in turn be released by Israel. But will the plan work? And if it does, what comes next? Our Deputy Foreign Editor Edmund Heafy is in Jerusalem. Good afternoon, Edmund. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, David.
Could you just take us through what is happening now and what is expected to happen in the next 24 hours or so?
Well, David, it's all been a little up in the air, actually. There were multiple reports indicating that Hamas had told mediators it could release the living hostages as soon as today. And then in the past hour, speaking on NBC television in America, US Vice President J.D. Vance said hostages could be released from captivity in Gaza at any moment now. But just in the past few minutes, the Israeli government has confirmed that they will be released early tomorrow morning, all at one time to the Red Cross. They'll first come into Israeli-controlled parts of Gaza, and then they'll be driven to southern Israel. And that release will come ahead then of Donald Trump making a lightning visit, just 4 hours to Israel to address the Israeli parliament here in Jerusalem tomorrow morning. It's essentially going to be a victory lap. He's here to basically claim credit for getting this deal across the line. And honestly, Israelis here are more than happy to let him take that credit. And then he'll go on to Egypt to chair a peace summit, David.
Okay, absolutely. I mean, I take what you're saying about the Israeli attitude to Donald Trump. And you were in Hostage Square last night where people were cheering him and cheering his special representative and his son-in-law and daughter. Where is Benjamin Netanyahu in all of this? What are the politics of this in Israel?
Well, I think, look, Benjamin Netanyahu has been looking for some kind of an off-ramp from this war. He has been hemmed in by the fact that he is in coalition with these far-right and ultra-nationalist partners who want the war in Gaza to continue at all costs. And that is essentially why he has pursued it for so long. But we are due to have elections in Israel by October 2026 at the latest. So that means we're basically coming into an election year now here in Israel. And while this deal that Donald Trump has gotten across the line isn't everything that Benjamin Netanyahu might have wanted, it's not a total victory. It may give him enough of an exit from the war and enough of a justification to end it ahead of those elections. And he hopes that maybe his popularity will rise ahead of those elections.
Now, part of the plan is that the Donald Trump plan is that Hamas will be completely removed, not only militarily, but as part of the governance of the governing structures of Gaza. And yet we see armed Hamas members on the streets of Gaza last night. So is Hamas going to leave the scene?
Well, officially, David, Hamas is saying that they accept that they won't govern Gaza anymore. A Hamas source close to the group's negotiating committee told the French news agency AFP today that governance is a closed issue, that they will step aside. But then you have what's happening on the ground, as you said. You know, according to reports, Hamas has recalled about 7,000 fighters to reassert control in the areas that Israeli troops have vacated from. They've appointed five new governors to control areas of Gaza, all with military backgrounds. And they're telling their fighters that the goal is to cleanse Gaza of outlaws and collaborators. So there's a massive gap between what they're saying diplomatically and what they're doing in practice. Benjamin Netanyahu keeps insisting that Hamas will be disarmed the easy way or the hard way. But right now, Hamas appears to be, I think, consolidating and not disappearing.
Okay, and just very briefly, Edmund, we hear that aid is starting to get into Gaza, but UNICEF, I think, complaining that Israel hasn't opened enough border crossings.
Yeah, I mean, the UN says it has about 180,000 tons of food, medicine and supplies ready to go into the enclave, David. The Rafah crossing, which will facilitate the most aid getting in to the enclave, that's due to reopen on Tuesday. But nearly everyone in Gaza needs food assistance. half a million are facing famine conditions, and the place has been levelled by Israel, as we know. So there's a lot more to be done on the aid situation.
Okay, Edmund Heafy, Deputy Foreign Editor in Jerusalem. Thanks indeed for that, and more from you throughout the day and over the coming days. Thank you for that. And that is it from the This Week programme for today. Thanks to our team. On sound was Dave Gibson. Our broadcast coordinator was Stephen Higgins. And the editor of the programme was Margaret Curley. Stay tuned for Sunday Sport, which is next here on Radio 1. But now, for now, from me, David McCullough, and all the team, thanks for listening and good afternoon.